You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Today was a big day. We had the listing of a company that we spoke to a couple of weeks ago as they were preparing for this listing, psilocybin. They finally listed on the JSE. They had the most interesting journey leading up to this point, and the CEO and president of the company, Gabriel Toron, and I had caught up just before this listing when they were doing a capital raise, and it was part of the listing, and we spoke about the requirements and having reconsidered the listing and all the challenges of the last kind of 2 to 3 years leading up to today. And today finally happened. The company was listed on the JSE, and I've got Gabriel Toron, CEO and president of psilocybin, back to understand how today went and how he feels about everything. Gabriel, thanks so much for taking the time. How was today? Take me through the emotions.
Thank you for making the time and doing this interview with me. So, yeah, today started very early. It was, it's all, to be honest with you, a whirlwind of emotions from the excitement and the realization that the past 2 years, just in terms of putting the listing together, is finally paying off. It's quite something.
What was the highlight of the day? I mean, you went to the JSE, the whole team was there, you kind of got, the pictures are there, the evidence is there, nobody can deny that today actually took place. What was the highlight of the day for you?
Well, I think tongue-in-cheek, I think this was the first time, or it was definitely the first time in 137 years of the JSE existence that they had a whole foyer full of cannabis plants. So definitely a historic moment for us as a company, but also for us as a country. It shows that we are slowly but surely catching up with the rest of the world, and it basically cements us now in, call it, the first step and foundation to now get into the global markets and to really become a massive player in the cannabis world.
Talk about product placement. you and I spoke about this, Gabriel, when we caught up last time, to say that this is innovation and this is a different kind of listing from the traditional kinds of products that we have seen. We spoke about the fact that regulation needed to catch up, that regulation needed to be approved for the business to be able to actually survive in an environment like South Africa, where you're essentially the first of your kind to get to this point, to get to the listing point, at least in South Africa. And we left it at a lot needed to happen from a regulation standpoint, but also from an investor standpoint. There was a lot that investors still wanted you guys to be able to prove and to be able to prove to market. And you've certainly been able to do that in today's listing. It's a testament to what the business is about and the fact that the business is here to stay. Where to from here now that the big stuff is out the way?
Well, it's not quite out of the way. So remember, today's listing is a SPAC vehicle, so a special purpose acquisitions company that we listed on the Alt-X. And basically think of it as a fund. And this fund is now going to go and look for assets in the cannabis, psychedelic space, and so forth. And so actually the work only starts now. We now need to go out. We've identified a target, psilocybin pharmaceutical, which is the first fully vertically integrated cannabis company in South Africa, which basically means they're allowed to cultivate, extract the oils, make medicines, and supply that into the medical world. So that is the second step. So now we need to acquire that asset. And then once we've acquired that asset, and let's call it merge these two entities, then we are ready to take on the world. We will be at that point probably one of the only or one of the few cannabis companies, on even globally, that has no debt. We are profitable at that point, and we have cash in the bank, and we have offtake. So it will make us a very, very attractive company to be invested in. And yeah, I think that is the next steps, and that's the next few months ahead of us.
No debt is music to any investor's ears. That much we know. We've definitely seen investors have a difficult time understanding not only the area and the field in which that you want to play in, but also how businesses and companies are structured in those spaces. Gabriel, are we going for a US listing? Is that what's next?
Most definitely. So the plan is after AltX, once we do the acquisition and slash merger, we hope to then qualify for JSE main board.
Mm.
And then clinical trials definitely in the forefront, or we want to be in the forefront of clinical trials. And once we get to a certain point in that process, we are definitely, we have our sights on a NASDAQ listing.
Speaking of clinical trials, Gabriel, where do we kind of stand now on the cannabis space in South Africa? I mean, we touched on the fact that regulation needed to come in. We finally saw the president sign off a couple of things just before he was reelected. I don't know if he was uncertain if he was coming back. But we finally seen some movement in terms of legislation in the sector. What lies ahead for the cannabis space in South Africa? And how does that stack up globally?
Okay, so you need to understand that the current scenario where we find ourselves is, yes, the president decriminalized. The next step that needs to now happen is we need to deschedule so that it's no longer a Schedule 6 narcotic, because that is still then regulated by SAHPRA, the health regulator. As soon as that is done, so up until that point, you are still not legally allowed to trade cannabis in South Africa unless it's for medicinal purposes, and there's a process that is followed to do that. Then after that comes a framework similar to what, let's say, for example, liquor or tobacco framework, where how do you open up a dispensary? Where would you place it? Can it be close to a school? Who can buy? All of those things now need to be documented and communicated and then basically legislated. So I think from a South Africa perspective, there's still a lot of water that needs to run into the sea, but at least we can see it's moving. There's definitely traction, but unfortunately, regulatory processes do take longer than you always want to expect, and that is life.
Mm. And I suppose from a business perspective, with the conversation that you and I had and what you've just alluded to around the acquisition, you'd want psilocybin to sit as a business that kind of has exposure across the entire value chain, whether it's from the distribution, whether it's from whatever it is. But once that is all legislated, you can't really do much until that's all legislated.
In the South African market?
Yes, in
so
South Africa.
Where we operate currently is 99.9% of our business is export. And the little bit that we do supply into the local market, we've got a small CBD range that is non-scheduled. And then we literally have like 10 patients on what we call Section 21, where doctors prescribe and the regulator approves them to use it for a period of 6 months. So our focus currently is predominantly outside. And once it becomes legally, and there is a legal framework in South Africa, then we will look at how do we participate in the local market as well?
Well, certainly the future looks bright. There's much to be happy about and much to be excited about. Congratulations once again on that successful SPAC listing and all of the events of today. We'll leave it at that. Gabriel Theron, who is CEO and President at Psilocybin, joining me for a conversation around their listing today.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.